Watch, Black Lives Matter protesters accost diners in Manhattan. Orthodox Jews sue Cuomo over Brooklyn restrictions. By Joel B. Polak on October 9, 2020. Black Lives Matter protesters roamed through Greenwich Village in Manhattan on Thursday night. As state and local authorities continue to crack down on public religious gatherings in Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods in Brooklyn, citing the threat of coronavirus. A video stream of the Black Lives Matter demonstrator showed hundreds of protesters chanting and singing Black Lives Matter and waving transgender and gay pride rainbow flags before marching down the streets of the West Village. At one point, the crowd marched down Ganzevoort Street to an area with restaurants providing outdoor seating, walking among the tables and disrupting the diners. The marchers paused and began to berate the diners. "Have we interrupted your dinner? Fuck your dinner," they shouted. Some of the marchers wore masks, while others did not. "You are out here, neglecting black lives," a speaker shouted through a megaphone at restaurant patrons. "Know that this interruption, this little inconvenience, will continue to happen until you wake up." Meanwhile, in Brooklyn, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and Governor Andrew Cuomo continued to enforce restrictions in Jewish neighborhoods, owing to an uptick in coronavirus infections. A group of Orthodox Jewish synagogues sued the governor and were promptly followed by the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn, which filed its own lawsuit. Cuomo told CNN on Friday morning, "This is not a matter of religious freedom, right? I don't care if you're a Roman Catholic, you're Jewish, you're Muslim, you're an atheist, you have to follow the rules of the state, the laws of the state." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.